Hello, I'm Sebastian. Welcome to Nine Nartrees Podcast. Today, I will summarize and review the book, Dress Your Family in Corduroy and Denim is a 2004 essay collection by David Sedaris, one of the best-known contemporary American humorists. The book belongs to the genre of personal essay and memoir, but it uses comedy rather than straightforward confession to examine family, childhood, adulthood, and the strange logic that often shapes ordinary behavior. Across 22 pieces, Sedaris revisits his upbringing in North Carolina, his siblings, his parents, and the changing settings of his life in New York and France. The purpose of the collection is not simply to recount events, but to show how comedy can reveal the hidden tensions inside familiar situations. Its tone is often sharper and more reflective than his earlier work, giving the essays emotional weight as well as satire. The result is a book that treats everyday family experiences as material for both laughter and self-examination. I will give you key takeaways from this book. Firstly, family life as the central source of comedy and meaning. The book is built around the idea that family life is never as simple as it appears from the outside. Sedaris repeatedly returns to his parents, siblings, and shared childhood experiences, showing that family bonds are shaped as much by conflict, misunderstanding, and embarrassment as by affection. This matters because the essays do not use family only as background material. They make family the main engine of the book's humor and insight. A sibling argument, a domestic chore, or a holiday gathering becomes a way to expose different habits of power, loyalty, and attention. The comedy works because the situations are recognizable, yet the responses are often exaggerated in ways that feel emotionally true. Rather than idealizing family intimacy, Sedaris presents it as messy and contradictory. That approach gives the collection its distinctive balance. Readers laugh at the specific incidents, but they also recognize the larger reality that family closeness often includes irritation, teasing, and unresolved feeling. The book suggests that ordinary domestic life is a rich subject precisely because it never stays ordinary for long. Secondly, everyday events become revealing through close comic observation. A major technique in the collection is Sedaris's ability to make minor events feel structurally important. He writes about things that sound trivial at first, such as playing in the snow, going to a wedding, cleaning a floor, eating a hamburger, or dealing with a root in a medical test. The point is not the event itself, but the way he observes it. He notices social awkwardness, irrational assumptions, and the small rules people follow without explaining them. This gives the essays a strong comic mechanism. The reader is led from the familiar surface of an event into the unexpected logic underneath it. Sedaris often builds humor by treating social customs as though they are both absurd and deeply serious, which allows even a simple interaction to reveal character. This observational style is one reason the collection feels durable. It does not depend on one big story or dramatic turning point. Instead, it shows how meaning emerges from careful attention to ordinary behavior. The result is a book that transforms routine life into material for analysis without losing the spontaneity of lived experience. Thirdly, a more reflective and emotionally complex version of Sedaris's humor. Compared with Sedaris's earlier collections, this book is often described as more somber, adult, and introspective. That shift is important because it changes the function of the humor. The essays still rely on wit, irony, and self-deprecation, but the laughter is more often paired with discomfort, regret, or recognition of emotional complexity. Sedaris is not merely trying to be outrageous. He is examining how a person lives with memory, family history, and a sense of self that is never fully stable. This deeper tone makes the collection feel less like a sequence of punchlines and more like a sustained inquiry into the contradictions of adulthood. The writing suggests that maturity does not eliminate absurdity. It often makes it more visible, because adults must live with the consequences of earlier experiences. That is why the book has been praised for emotional resonance. It broadens the scope of comic nonfiction by showing that humor can coexist with sadness and self-reckoning. The essays are funny, but they are also shaped by awareness that human relationships leave lasting impressions. Fourthly, the book treats love, forgiveness, and conflict as intertwined habits. One of the collection's most distinctive ideas is that affection is often expressed indirectly. Sedaris presents arguments, teasing, irritation, and awkward family interactions not as failures of love, but as part of how love is actually lived. This perspective gives the book a subtle emotional logic. People do not have to speak tenderly to care deeply, and reconciliation does not always require dramatic resolution. The repeated emphasis on forgiveness being almost automatic suggests a family system in which conflict is expected but not destructive. That is a nuanced view because it avoids both sentimental family idealization and cynical detachment. Instead, the essays imply that long-term relationships create their own emotional language, one in which annoyance and attachment can coexist. This helps explain why the book feels warmer than some of Sedaris's sharper comic material. The humor does not erase affection. It often depends on affection being present beneath the joke. readers come away with a more complicated understanding of family intimacy, where disagreement can be a sign of closeness rather than distance. Lastly, a collection shaped by place, memory, and autobiographical self-scrutiny, the essays move across several settings, including Raleigh, New York City, and France, which gives the collection a broader autobiographical frame than a simple family memoir. These locations matter because they help show how identity changes when a person moves between environments, but also how family memory continues to follow him. The book is not a travel narrative, yet geography plays an important role in how Sedaris understands himself and others. Raleigh represents childhood and family origin. New York suggests adult life and public identity, and France adds a further layer of distance and perspective. That movement across places supports the book's reflective quality, because it lets Sedaris compare who he was with, who he has become. The essays often feel like acts of self-audit. He examines his own motives, insecurities, and habits with the same sharpness he applies to others. This self-scrutiny is central to the book's appeal. It gives the humor credibility, because Sedaris is willing to place himself inside the joke. As a result, the collection becomes more than a portrait of eccentric relatives. It becomes a record of how memory, place, and personality interact over time. In conclusion, Dress Your Family in Corduroy and Denim is best suited to readers who appreciate personal essays that are funny without being lightweight. It will especially reward people interested in family dynamics, memoir, and humor that also carries emotional intelligence. The practical value of the book lies in the way it trains readers to notice how much meaning sits inside everyday interactions. Sedaris shows that small social moments can reveal larger truths about identity, loyalty, embarrassment, and the habits people use to survive one another. Intellectually, the collection is strong because it does not reduce family life to a single moral lesson. Instead, it presents relationships as layered, changeable, and often contradictory. What makes the book stand out in the humor memoir category is its tonal range. It is sharper and more reflective than a simple comic portrait, but less solemn than a conventional memoir. Sedaris's gift is that he can be funny while also admitting vulnerability and uncertainty. For readers who want essays that combine wit, self-awareness, and emotional depth, this remains one of his most distinctive works. If you would like to support David Sedaris, you can buy the book through the Amazon link I've provided in the podcast description. After reading the book, please let me know what you think and share your thoughts. See you around.